In a world full of woke pansies, where Hollywood needs to reboot every movie, one woman will come along and reboot every single movie her husband has ever made. Finally, the perfect chance for Ollieplasia. Watch as this woman in black turns men in black into men in black men in me. Watch her drive around a dead New York City as she stars in the movie Cuck My Legend Husband. This woman will redo iRobot and turn it into I Fuck Robots and Not My Husband. Watch as Jada Pinkett Smith turns Fresh Prince of Bel-Air into the skank bitch with no hair. Coming 2022 everywhere. Welcome to an episode of The Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dell. Haven't recorded in a little over a week. Just doing some shit around my house. Spring cleaning and what have you. Helping put a roof on a house, you know, reshingling. Man work. So, haven't recorded in some time, and since I have recorded, there has been a few major things happen in the news, and one of those things everyone's already talked about, remade a meme over, or just simply had their opinion about it, but, you know, I'm usually late to the party on most things, so here is Daily Dumbass, Dipshit Dal, talking about the Oscars 2022. All right, so I've been listening to podcasts talking about movies and stuff like that because for all my life I've been a bit of a film nerd, and not as much like whenever I was in high school, I was quite a bit of a film nerd. Like everyone was like, oh man, you've seen all the movies and blah, 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 blah. But once I got to film school, I realized I actually hadn't seen as many movies as, like, I just was the big fish in the small pond of my high school. Once I got to film school, I realized everyone else had all these different references, and it's weird, like, the film nerd categories or lanes that they'll pick. Like, I had lanes of movies, and I had seen a bunch of movies, but then I had met people in film school who had other lanes that I had never even fallen into, so it was really cool because then I got to, I was the one in high school telling people what lane of movies to watch, and then once I got to film school, I was, like, taking in other people's lanes of movies to watch. Whenever I listen to some of these podcasts, it's weird because some of these people are, like, borderline artistic, not artistic, autistic, with, like, if you listen to Joe List or Mark Norman on Tuesday with Stories, or Mark Norman and Sam Morrell on We Might Be Drunk, if you listen to Joe List and Ron on Talk Movies, if you listen to these podcasts that are, like, going into movies deeply, these guys are way more film buff nerds than I would be. I can't tell you what movie won the motion picture of the year in the year 1998. Like, these guys are able to say, like, oh, this guy won the actor of the year, this guy won this guy won that, my dad's gay. That's the kind of stuff that they'd say whenever they're referencing their Oscar knowledge. My knowledge goes back to, like, someone could say something about a movie, and then I'll start remembering, like, stuff in my life that was going on at this time. I'm like, oh, that movie came out in 2008, and people will be like, yeah, you're wrong about that. It came out in 2012. I'll be like, look it up. And then they look it up, and it came out in 2008. So, I don't know, not on the same line of the spectrum that these movie queefs are. But, hold on. But the Oscars of 2022, I can probably tell you forever, and everyone in history will be able to tell you forever, that Will Smith won Oscar of the Year. Now, I know at one point DiCaprio won Oscar of the Year, and it was like a long overdue thing. I know Denzel's won. I know everyone who's anyone's fucking won. Okay, the guys who have been around for a really long time, like they eventually end up winning. And then if you're any new female actress, and if you're a female actress of color, chances are you're just gonna win because they're just handing away those. But besides that point, on the Oscars, if you haven't seen, Chris Rock made a very tame G.I. Jane joke. I'm not even a comedian, but as someone who I consider myself a student of comedy, I like to listen to a lot of comedy. I like to watch a lot of comedy things. I've never done comedy. I think it would be cool to do. I might enjoy it. I don't know. I might bomb like fucking crazy, which would be a funny story eventually. But Chris Rock had one of the tamest G.I. Jane jokes. And ever since Demi Moore played G.I. Jane, back whenever the fuck she played G.I. Jane, there was, and always has been, that's like the bottom line joke for a girl with short hair. G.I. Jane, ooh. And Will Smith was laughing about it until she shot him the devil eyes. So this could all be broken down in like three different perspectives. Chris Rock said a joke, and he got slapped for it. Now, any Karen who gets offended in a comedy show, believe this, that if you walk up onto a stage while a comedian's telling a joke, they're not going to stand there just like Chris Rock did. Chris Rock's being paid probably $40 million to host that event. That number's probably high. You could probably find the number that he was paid for. The people are going there knowing that this dude's hosted the Oscars for the last 6 years. He made a joke back in 2016 stating that Jada Pinkett Smith was, what was the word? Protesting the Academy Awards that year. And Chris Rock made the joke that that's kind of like him saying that he's protesting Rihanna's panties. And the fact is, you can't protest something that you ain't never been invited to. So she wasn't invited to the Oscars that year. She made the comment that she was protesting it. She was not protesting it. She wasn't invited. Chris Rock made a joke that year. Supposedly, there's a text thread going around that Will Smith and Chris Rock have discussed that after that, and he said that he would appreciate it man to man if he didn't talk about Jaden anymore. And on that point there, if that's true, Will Smith has probably been, I'm gonna speak softly here for his cuckolds. Will Smith has probably been verbally, emotionally, and probably even physically abused by his wife for years. The open marriage now was that she got caught cheating, or someone told him something about her cheating, and then she changed it up to, well, we both want to do this, and we just need to both be in an open relationship. Will, I don't know why she went southern there, but that could be the case. So, on her point, is she a sorceress of the black arts who is dabbling in some devil shit? Now, Will Smith, whenever he was accepting a speech, and if you haven't seen the Japanese version of it, you should check it out because he rambles and says some weird ass shit. The devils are gonna come, and Denzel told me. And whenever he says Denzel told me, Denzel turned around and was like, "Boy, don't you fucking talk about me right now. You just slapped Chris Rock at this all-white event. You two are basically white ladies at this point. At this point right now, I look like one of the only actually black people at this point. So please don't bring my name in your mouth." Like, Denzel looked like he had a face like he was about to yell, "You keep my name out your fucking mouth." Man, that would have been cool if then Denzel walked up and smacked the shit out of Will Smith. Actually, Samuel L. should have yelled something at Will Smith and then walked up and he should have smacked the shit out of Will Smith. And then Denzel should have yelled something out at Sam L. and walked up and smacked the shit. And Denzel take the claim as like this is my trophy now. That's just a random tangent. But so is Will Smith being verbally, emotionally, and physically abused? Obviously, his wife's banging his son's kids. While getting him off drugs, she's like, oh, you don't, baby, you don't need to be taking those drugs. Suck on this boobie instead. She's like, oh, baby, no need to shoot up into your main vein. Let me just suck the poison out of that main vein. And Chris Rock said she looked like G.I. Jane, and that was crossing the line. Now, in my mind, it could be something like Will Smith is saying, hey, internet, quit making me the butt of your fucking joke. But now you're even going to be more so the butt of the joke. Chris Rock, after being smacked, said, this is the greatest moment in television history. He wasn't wrong about that. The Fresh Prince just smacked Marty from Madagascar. The dude from I Am Legend just knocked the dude from Grown Ups out. The dude from Ali, the dude who played Ali, just fucking hit Adam Sandler's right-hand man in Longest Yard. Caretaker. That was his name, right? Yeah. So, I mean, Chris Rock's 140 pounds. Will Smith wouldn't have walked up and smacked John Cena if he insulted G.I. Jane in a Mandarin voice. Did she put a spell on Will Smith? Like I've heard from the guys on Flagrant 2 say, did she cast a spell upon Will Smith? Has Will Smith been upon this spell for, oh, I don't know, their whole marriage? I think she was with Tupac before this. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure Tupac would have been like, yo, bitch, looking like a G.I. Jane tonight. And she would have tried to cast a spell on him, and he would have been like, California love, and he would have smacked the shit out of her. I wish Chris Rock would have just went off on a fucking tangent. I get it. He's there at the Academy Awards, and it's a night full of everyone who is anyone in that business, and the professional thing to do is just to stand there. He took the slap fine, you know. Good, he didn't fight him back or anything like that on national TV. He's going to be on Madagascar. I wonder how Madagascar is going, how the next Madagascar is going to be, because they're both in that movie. And is it a coincidence that Gloria the hippo is also bald? Does she have alopecia? Alopecia! I wonder if Marty gets to make a joke in the next Madagascar about Gloria having alopecia. Now, granted, if Will Smith had told a man-to-man, like, please don't make jokes about my wife, the dude's a comedian, though. I mean, if you don't want people to make jokes about your wife, don't go out telling the whole world about how you like being cucked. Don't go out and tell the whole world that your wife let your son's friend withdraw, and instead of taking, like, instead of him, like, if he was on meth and she was like, here's some methadone, here's the thing. But she said, just eat this pussy and you'll be fine, baby. And, I mean, yeah, alopecia is a thing and I'm not making fun of her for that. But she's had short hair her whole fucking career. And I don't think it's wrong to say that she wouldn't be the first black lady in history to wear a wig. A lot of women wear wigs, but the ones who pull it off the most that you can't tell, black women wear wigs, and usually the wigs look cool. Now, I'm not, there's nothing wrong with a woman with a shaved head. I don't know if the chick in Black Panther, I don't know if she has a shaved head, but in Black Panther, she's a warrior. She has no hair, but she still looks good. So, I mean, we're mad or we're gonna cast a spell on our husband to go and slap someone. So what I do think that this does do, though, is it's going to cause, I think they've been wanting to slip into the Kardashian space for a while. And I think that's what they're going to do now, is they're planning on like a different take of the Kardashians. Like, it's going to be like, you thought that you were just getting Wild Wild West. You thought he was just handling it Big Willie style. You thought he could just state in his 1998 Grammy acceptance speech that he could do it without cussing. Only in 2022 to scream out, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!" To only then accept the biggest award in entertainment. I mean, I get it. Don't pull the award from the dude. Like, he won for the work that he did. But don't give him the chance to give a speech. He assaulted someone at their job for doing their job. The Oscars at that point is just a huge sham. But I think Will is having a mental breakdown. And then Will is going to seek out help. And it's already driven Chris Rock's ticket prices from like $64 to like $300. And I wonder if one of his punchlines on his tour is going to be like, "Alopecia." Like, he's going to have a long, long, long story. And then he's like, "I found out the bitch had alopecia." And there's two types of people with alopecia. One type that will sit there and not tell the whole world. They just shave their head and say it's a choice. The other type, wear a wig and say it's their choice to wear a wig. Alopecia. I don't know. No offense to anyone who has alopecia, you know. But I'm just saying, like, that's not a reason to go and slap a motherfucker. But that's my take on the Oscars. She did sorcery on Will. To get him more attention on the biggest night of his career. And then he's going to be feeling bad. And he's going to go to like an anger management facility. And then he's going to... It's going to be like the start of their show there. It's going to be like starting out with Chris Rock being like, "The biggest moment in television history." And then it's going to show like screenshots of all the different memes that people made about it. And then it's going to show like Will Smith and his family's tweets right afterwards, where his son / Vim or whatever the fuck Jaden is like, "This is how we do it." And then Will Smith's saying like, "Yeah, you can't invite anyone from Philly or Baltimore, nowhere." And then it's going to go into like him checking into a rehab facility or whatever. And it's going to start with him coming out of the facility. Like, this is all just a thing for them to start filming their next table talk or whatever the fuck. Like, they're not getting the movies that they want, so now they're going to hop into reality TV. They try to beat Relative in all the social media outlets and everything like that. Like, this is, they're gonna hop on and have a streaming platform on Roku. And also, how is he gonna be the host of a comedy thing on Roku whenever he can't take a fucking joke? It's going to be a comedy thing where everyone's going to be looking at him constantly like, "Am I about to get slapped now? You just slapped me because of making a joke? Everyone else laughing. You were laughing right before the joke." So, hopefully Roku pulls that down, because I don't think anyone who actually watches comedy or is a fan of comedy or a student of comedy, such like I consider myself, and I don't think actual comedians will be wanting to put themselves on the platform under Will Smith. So I think he's going to lose that deal, but he's going to end up with a reality TV show, because drama's where it's at for these people. And Will Smith, just honestly, message from a nobody to a really big somebody: you should probably stay the fuck out of the comedy scene, because if you were tired of being the butt of the joke before, just wait for it now, buddy. Oscar goes to Performance of the Year for King Richard to Will Smith. If you were tired of being the butt of the joke, it's only going to unfold more from there. So I hope you enjoy being the butt of everyone's jokes and the slap heard around the world turned into the meme that broke the internet in less than 24 hours. Congratulations, Will Smith. I'm Dipshit Dal. This is the Daily Dumbass. Alopecia!